It is time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Alicia Sweeney is host of Mile High Noon on Open Air. That's the rock radio station of Colorado Public Radio. She's with us from Denver. Alicia, welcome.
Hello, Jeremy.
And is there something that you could describe as Colorado music right now? If you were to try and put the Colorado music scene in a box, what would it be?
Well, if I could put the Colorado music scene in the box, I would use two words, supportive and collaborative. And that's whether there's bands that are supporting each other, or if it's like a venue or a graphic artist. People really come together in a unique way here in Colorado to support each other.
Okay, well, let's listen to some of it. This is the band Arclife, and here is What You Want To.
I know that I should be narrow.
What should we know about Arclife?
The frontman of this project is a gentleman named Jesse Elliott, and he's been this road warrior for years and years. He's had this band called These United States that he toured with, and sometimes he was based in D.C. or New York, or a lot of times just on the road playing shows. Well, back in December of 2012, he decided, I want to settle down, and he had stayed a little bit in Denver and said, you know what, this is a great city, and met some musical friends, and 2 years later, they've played about 200 shows all across the country, and they just put out their debut album in August, and that was the song from it, What You Want To. It's so good.
And this idea of a band member moving from Brooklyn to Denver, this is something you're noticing a lot?
It really is. You think of groups like the Lumineers, where they really wanted to get a start but couldn't play clubs and book clubs in New York, where they were based in. And so they moved to Denver, where they noticed there was a great music scene. And it is because of the support and the collaboration in Colorado that I think is attracting a lot of people here.
Well, here's another collaboration. This is the Denver indie folk band Nathaniel Rateliff. Here is Nothing to Show For.
Why, you don't listen, you just talk. Well, leave me in the dark. I don't want to know. Now a wave could carry you away. I'll leave you somewhere else. I'll leave you in the flames. So let the dangers rain. I'll be there.
Tell us about Nathaniel Rateliff.
Oh, his voice is, he's just so raw and emotional. His songwriting is so good. And he's been around for about a decade, just making music and breaking hearts all over Colorado and beyond. He's one of these road warriors that is always touring. And in fact, a lot of the last couple of years, he's been on the road with Mumford & Sons, which I love that. And that album, the cut that we just heard, is from Falling Faster Than You Can Run. And this is a record that he wrote while he was out on the road. And it's just this honest, straightforward record about searching for hope and reflecting on the choices you've made. And it's something that I think a lot of us can relate to.
Well, here's another one from him. This is from Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, and this is called Trying So Hard Not to Know.
You keep changing your mind for so many reasons.
Sounds almost like something that you would have heard decades ago.
Absolutely, and that's what I love about it. And he's just channeling his inner soul. And he grew up listening to Otis Redding, Sam Cooke, but he never thought he would actually do soul music. But he says soul music is the kind of music that taught me how to sing. And finally, he's channeled that. And you go see this live, he's dancing along with the songs, and it really makes you want to dance along with it too. And he just recorded with the famed producer Richard Swift on this, really just adding another element to his catalog.
I know just how it feels.
Well, another member of his band, by the way, is in another group that you wanted us to know about called Tennis.
Yeah.
And here is their song, Never Work for Free. You know, Alicia, up until now, I was thinking, wow, Colorado is really embracing its Denver cowtown roots. But now it's completely different. This one sounds very different than the others.
Yeah, some hooky indie pop for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, Tennis is a band that I really get excited about ever since I heard them debut back in 2010.
And this is a husband and wife duo, by the way.
Yeah, and they're more than a duo by this time, but they have this great sweet story about how they went on a sailing trip and then wrote this album about it. And that was their debut release. And now they're three records in, and they're not just a duo anymore. They have James Barone, who's just an excellent drummer at the top of his game on this one. And also, as you mentioned, from Nathaniel Rateliff's band, Patrick Meese, he tours with the group too. And he's just in so many bands around Denver, and it really speaks to the collaborative nature of the Colorado sound. And everyone is so consistently good in Colorado musically, and I'm just so proud of that.
Alicia Sweeney, host of Mile High Noon on Open Air. That's the rock radio station of Colorado Public Radio, and clearly a big booster for the Colorado music scene. Alicia, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you.
And of course, you can find all of our DJ Session hits at our DJ Session Spotify playlist. Just search for NPR Here and Now on Spotify. So, Robin, every now and again when we air these DJ Sessions, we hear from listeners who say, why can't you play more classical music in the DJ Sessions? And by the way, we have before, and we will again. In fact, we're already working on another one right now. We try to bring all kinds of music to you.
And by the way, Jeremy, you're a big fan. You have two parents who are both classical pianists.
In fact, I just went last night to see the Boston Symphony Orchestra perform. They performed Beethoven's Eighth Symphony, and we don't have that performance to bring you right now, but here is that from the London Symphony Orchestra, just a little bit of it. Classical music lovers, enjoy. So, Robin, one of the interesting things when you go to
see
a performance at Symphony Hall is in the program, they show you the original program from when the Boston Symphony Orchestra first played the piece. And in this case, it was February 18th, 1882.
They go back a ways.
They do. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here Now.